Tell us all about President Putin's re-election. First of all, even did Putin rig his own election like he rigged Hillary's defeat?
I don't even want to answer that question because everything you're told by your own media is not correct. So, I mean, it's hard. I mean, when you are in Russia and you look at what's being said in the West, it's completely ridiculous. I mean, you just want to laugh because it's simply not. I mean, this Russia that is described in the Western media as being described, that's not the Russia that exists in Russia. So, for instance, I was interviewing two editors on Russia's largest newspaper.
Okay.
It's called Komsomolskaya Pravda. They have 4 million readers every day. And officially, the newspaper supported Putin. But the two editors, I made an interview. It's on my Facebook page, so everybody can go and see it. And it is in English. And they speak openly about that they voted for other candidates. And I said, wow, how can you? I mean, you're an editor, and your editorial line is that you support Putin. How come that you dare to say you didn't vote for him? And they just really laughed me off and said, come on, it's a democracy. I mean, we can choose whoever we want. Yesterday, I gave a lecture at Moscow State University.
Okay.
And the students there were very critical as well towards, I mean, Russia and politics and very self-critical. So it's simply, I mean, it's completely distorted, and it's. I have no idea why the West is so hateful towards Russia. I mean, everybody in Russia is speaking about it because nobody understands. And you know what I noticed, not only this time but other times as well, when I visited Moscow, is that people are not aggressive. The Russians are not. They don't want to pay us back in a very aggressive way. They just say, we simply do not understand why you hate us. And we hope someday people would come back to their normal senses, because this is completely mass hysteria. It has nothing to do with reality. I mean, we have other enemies that are much more dangerous than Russia. Russia is just a country that wants its own national sovereignty, and it will protect its borders. But nobody, I tell you, nobody in Russia wants a war. Because if you go and see all the memorials for men they lost in wars,
right,
the last 100 years, it makes a deep impression on you than many places. For instance, at university yesterday, there was a big memorial wall for all the teachers that were lost in the war. So every family in Russia has lost somebody in a war. There's still a deficit of men because they lost so many men. There are too many women in Russia, and they're very beautiful. So if you want to go find a Russian wife, you can do that. But there are a lack of men. So nobody wants a war. And that's, I haven't spoken to one Russian who says, you're crazy. We don't want a war. We just want to. And I mean, Putin is very, very popular. It's not because that he's this dictator that, you know, is forcing people to vote for him. No, he's just popular because most Russians think that he's the right person to run the country for the time being. I mean, we should just accept it. Just accept it that the Russians want Putin to be in power. It's not our business.
You know,
we have enough problems within our own circles.
It is, I think, one of the most incredible things that has occurred propaganda-wise during my lifetime, that Western media and certainly almost all of my colleagues that work in radio broadcasting has succeeded in making a caricature out of President Putin. And, mm-hmm. You do know that he's former KGB and that they're good at lying and they're good at cheating and that they're good at deception and all this, and that... When the cameras aren't there, then the real Putin shows up and this and that and the other. And I say, if that's the case and they actually have free and open elections, which they just did, why does he keep winning by such vast majorities? And please note that the opposition, the guy that was on the ballot opposite President Putin, was a communist hardliner, wasn't he?
Exactly. And nobody talks about that.